You are tuned in to Kids
in the Pit.
It's Gabe from the Kids in the Pit podcast. Today I'm joined by Mike Peters from Cancer Bats. Thanks for joining me.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So what do you do in Cancer Bats?
I'm the drummer.
Nice.
Yeah.
How old were you when you started playing drums, and have you been in any other bands?
I was 11 when I started playing drums. So it's been over 30 years now.
Nice.
And yeah, I've played in lots of bands. I played in my first band that did anything was Figure Four, which was I played in with Jeremy and Andrew from Comeback Kid.
Nice. Yeah, I know Jeremy and Andrew really well. They're really cool.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're still really great friends. So we were in that band. I joined with Andrew when we were like 16 years old. And then by the time the other members of the band were a little bit older. And so as soon as we got out of high school, we basically started touring. And
nice.
Here we are, still at it.
Nice. Yeah. So, yeah, I saw you guys in Baltimore when you opened for GWAR.
Yeah.
What is it like touring with GWAR?
It's awesome. It's nice. Great. Yeah, they are.
Go ahead. So... This is my GWAR shirt.
Amazing.
And it was white, and now it's orange. So
yeah.
We saw them once in the fest in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was
Oh yeah, awesome.
Their blood was like pink more at fest, I think.
Okay. Because,
my skin was like dyed like reddish pink. It seems like this one like. This time it's more orange.
Yeah, I wonder, that was the last show of the tour, so I wonder if maybe either they were trying to get rid of everything, so they were like dumping extra powder into their mixtures, or maybe they were running low, so it was a little less or something.
Yeah. So sorry I interrupted you. What's it like touring with GWAR?
It's amazing. It's you know, it's not like any other, like, just tour that we do with bands, you know, with hardcore or metal bands or punk bands. It's like theater, you know, so you kind of have to really, like, make sure you're staying out of their way and very, like, you know, we'd make sure to get our gear out of the way as fast as we could. And you're always kind of like, because once they're in those costumes, like, we would finish and then they would be already in the costumes getting ready to go on stage, but they're so, you know, their mobility is limited because of all this giant stuff they're wearing, so you have to be really like careful around them. But the guys in the band and all their crew and everyone are just really, really sweet people, fun to hang out with, inspiring to watch, like their work ethic. I mean, they're coming up on 40 years of being a band, and just to watch them do that night after night for a month is amazing. Yeah.
So the guitarist that was on stage, right? I think I know he came down to the barrier and he was like playing guitar, and like his guitar was like up against me. Like it was kind of nuts. Like I was kind of sandwiched in between the bod, like my arm. Over here was like kind of sandwiched between his guitar and the crowd.
Amazing. Yeah.
Kind of cool.
I'm
going to just stick my hand out and just go ding and just all crazy. I mean, I wouldn't do that because that's, I don't do that, but
yeah.
I was having intrusive thoughts to do that.
Right. Yeah. That was, I'm assuming that was Grotius Maximus. Was it the guy with the big teeth, or was it the guy with like kind of really gnarly looking face?
So I know it's the one that doesn't have I know it's not Balzac the Jaws of Death.
Okay, yeah. So the that guy Grotius Maximus, that's his character. He's brand new to the band, and he's the young blood in the band that's
Oh.
jumping off the stage. And
How old is he?
he's probably, I don't know, 30
30?
or something like that. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Where the rest of the guys are in their mid to late 50s, so.
Yeah. Balzac the Jaws of Death, like I saw that red Telecaster guitar with like the screen that had effects built in. I
Yep.
really want that because that is awesome.
Yeah, it's called a Chaos Pad.
I need to write
And
that down. I've been trying to find it for so long.
yeah,
Wait.
for sure. Yeah, it's super
Chaos
cool.
pad?
Yeah, it's called a Chaos Pad.
So is it like a signature war guitar?
I don't know if that one is or not, but I know that like I think I've seen them in other guitars. You know, it's not just a Balzac thing.
I saw it was a Schecter. I saw the headstock.
Yeah, they all play Schecters, I believe.
Oh, really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so one of them came out and murdered your singer, which was that every night of the tour, or was it just because it was like the last night of the tour?
It was just 'cause of last night of tour. Yeah, we had this Cancer Bats has been using Metallica's From Whom the Bell Tolls as like our intro music for well over a year at this point.
And
And
then,
we actually kind of stole the idea from Guar, because we toured with them in 2012, and they would play Black Sabbath War Pigs, you know, as their intro music.
yeah.
And we were like, well, that's cool. We should just use like an old metal song, you know, a banger to get people pumped up.
You guys
So we
cover,
started.
right?
What's that?
Didn't you guys play War Pigs, or was it another band?
We did, yeah. So what happened was, Fuming Mouth joined the tour halfway through the tour, and the first day they covered From Whom the Bell Tolls as their last song, and then we were like, oh, that's our intro music, and we were like, are you still cool if we play it? Because you guys just played it. Is that weird? And they were like, no, that's awesome. So every night, Fuming Mouth would finish with From Whom the Bell Tolls. And then we would put it on 20 minutes later as
Yeah.
our intro music. And then we have a Black Sabbath cover band called That Sabbath.
Yeah.
So we know
Same.
how to play. We know how to play War Pigs pretty well. So,
It's like the band before plays a song, and then the next band opens with it.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got this phone call one day about midway through the tour, or like midway through having Fuming Mouth and this happening. And it's the Guar tour manager. And he's like, hey, Mike, it's like the last show of tour, you guys have to play War Pigs. And then I could he and then he's like, you know, because Fuming Mouth does it, and then we do it, you guys got to do it. And I could hear all of Guar in the background on the phone laughing, you know, like all these guys like, ha, it'll be hilarious. Ha. And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, that'd be awesome.
You only do it that night?
We only did it that night. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, so who was on the other half of the tour? Like further.
It was a band called X Cops that's, it's like, I think like four of the members of Guar. Yeah, it's basically Guar. It's their other band, and they dress up like cops,
Oh.
and they had a whole bunch of skits involved, and they actually had Ryan and Paul, who were like original members of Darkest Hour, playing for them, the original drummer of Darkest Hour.
I know Mike really well from
Oh,
Dark Sky,
awesome.
and
Yeah.
I also interviewed him.
Yeah.
See, do you know the band Mike's in Be Well? They're pretty new.
They're great.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so we saw them, like we know them, but also they were opening for 4 Year Strong and a big pop punk band. I can't
Newfound Glory.
Newfound Glory.
Oh, yeah.
We mainly just come We mainly just came for Be Well, but we kind of like we liked For Your Strong Sum, so we also saw them. But we interviewed Mike outside of the venue because we
Oh,
didn't
awesome.
really
Yeah,
care
that's
about
great.
him.
Last summer, my 5-year-old was obsessed with that Be Well record, and he would
Which one? The newer one or the older one?
the older one, the first one. Yeah. He would get my Bluetooth speaker, and he would be like, "Daddy, put on, what did he call it? He had a funny name for it, but he would call it something, and then he would run around in circles with that Be Well record playing. It always had to be that album."
I know it's the weight and the cost, but like, did he call it a funny name?
Yeah, he called it like the like riot music or something, like, I can't, it wasn't riot music, but it was like chaos music or something like that, that he wanted, because it was like his dance party, whatever his dance party was named, and he would just like run in circles and jump off beds and couches and stuff with my speaker in his hand.
If he sees him live, Brian would totally pull him up to sing along. He did that to me when I was 10, and it was really fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, what year did Cancer Bats start?
We started in the band started in 2004, but I joined in 2005.
So you guys are 20 years old now.
Yeah,
Did you
technically.
guys start early 2004 or late 2004?
It was kind of the summer of 2004.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
Pretty
Yeah.
much. So,
Yeah, I don't know.
where's Cancer Bats from?
The band started in Toronto, in Canada. And so, I mean, technically we're still a Toronto band. I always say we are, but I live in Winnipeg, and our singer Liam, he lives in Halifax. And then,
Nova Scotia, right?
yeah, good geography.
Yeah, I like Canada, and also I like geography.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know all 13 provinces. Well, there's it's two is it two territories and 10 provinces? I know, three territories
Yeah, there's three territories.
and there's 10 provinces, right?
Yeah, there's Newfoundland, Labrador, I think, is one.
Labrador, Nova Scotia, Quebec, Ontario,
New Brunswick.
Manitoba,
Yeah.
Saskatchewan, and British Columbia. That's seven. What else is there?
There's Alberta.
Oh yeah, Alberta. I didn't think of that
Yeah.
one. Did I say Nova Scotia?
You said Nova Scotia, but you missed New Brunswick.
New Brunswick. Yeah, I forgot about New Brunswick. And
Yeah.
then, so is it, if you count Newfoundland and Labrador as one, I guess it's nine territories.
Nine provinces,
Yeah,
and
that's what
then
provinces, and then there's Yukon, Nunavut, and Northwest Territories.
yeah. Good job.
Yeah, I got very obsessed with geography last year. I'm not too into it now, but I still can name every country and every.
Right. That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah, I just like figured it out somehow. It was
Yeah.
very, it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, do you have a favorite Cancer Bat song?
Favorite Cancer Bat song? I think we've been playing this song Hammering On recently. Our friend Brooklyn sings on the album, and she's been coming on the last few tours with us and singing the song. She does merch for us, and then sings that song with us every night.
I saw her singing that song. Pretty cool.
Yeah. And I don't know, I've been really having a lot of fun playing that song recently. So
Nice.
it's a real change of pace. There's a song off the new album called The Hoof too that's really fun to play. They're complete opposite songs. That one's really fast. Probably one of the fastest songs we have. And yeah, I'd say those two right now.
Check those both after this. We'll check them out. So, what was the first punk or hardcore show you attended, and how old were you?
I was 13. It was a band called, they were called 6 Feet. I'm gonna get this wrong. They're either 6 Feet Deep. I think they were called 6 Feet Deep, because there's a band called 6 Feet Under. That's like a death metal band that started after Cannibal Corpse, but this was a Christian death metal band called 6 Feet Deep.
Funny.
And then, and then there was a band called The Blamed, I think, that played. And it was at this, there's been this like Christian run skate park, indoor skate park in Winnipeg called The Edge Forever. It's in a few different locations, but in its original location, they put on this show. And it was the first, like, I was 13. And my parents let me go because I guess it was Christian, so they were okay with it. Yeah, I remember being in the pit and then getting a tap on the shoulder, and it was my dad. He pulled me out and was like, "You got to go home. It's school night," kind of thing.
I feel like Christian death metal is a very, very weird combination, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Death metal is like, I mean, I guess the devil's music in that, like, their eyes. I'm just surprised that, like, it just, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's I mean, everybody's into
Yep.
their thing. They wanna.
Yeah, so what are some of your favorite bands to see live?
Well, I'll still say I loved watching Gwar every night. I mean,
Yeah.
it's quite the show. So, and it was fun to watch.
I love, sorry, what were you saying?
Well, I was gonna say, I just saw Comeback Kid the other night, and I mean, they're very close friends, and we've spent a lot of time together, and I've been around that band my whole life, but or their whole life, I guess, but they were still awesome. It was a great show. Like, what's that?
Born right now?
They just finished. Yeah, they just did a big Canadian tour.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I got home from Gwar from the tour, and then they played in Winnipeg like 3 days later, and I
Nice.
managed to pull myself out of off the couch and go to the show.
Yep. At the Gwar show, I crowd surfed. It was either two or three times. I think it was two.
Awesome.
I was on top of the crowd. And then I like put my hands up. I was like, right here, come on. And
Yeah.
the singer just shot blood right into my face. It was awesome. I got a mouthful of blood.
That's awesome.
It was awesome, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
So, where's your favorite place you've ever toured in?
I mean, one place that was really cool, we did a tour of China.
Oh, like four?
What's that?
The whole tour in China or just a few shows?
It was three shows.
All right.
We got there because of a festival, and then we played a show in Beijing and in Wuhan,
Nice.
which was and we toured on the train. So we just have to like lug all our gear and on the train every day and stuff, but it was like the bullet trains everywhere.
Yeah,
So they
where's Wuhan?
Wuhan is I'm not 100% sure where in the country it is.
Because I pretty know Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Beijing.
Yeah, so I mean, Wuhan's a small city in China, and there's like 12 million people that live there. It's kind of famous because that's where coronavirus came from.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is that why you guys? Well, it's a different cancers. A different disease.
Yeah. But we were there in 2018, just
Okay.
before the whole world shut down
Yeah.
shortly.
What would happen if like COVID happened and you were in China?
Oh, it would have been really bad.
Might have been there for 2 years.
Would have been stuck there for sure.
Where
Yeah.
so where was that festival that you were talking about in?
It was in Shanghai.
Okay, so trying to think. Shanghai, is Shanghai north or south of Beijing? I think it's south.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Pretty
We
sure.
flew in, we went into Beijing first,
Yep.
and spent the day, and then saw the Great Wall of China. That's where the Great Wall of China is. Yeah, so that would make sense.
So yeah, we may go to Hong Kong Disney and Shanghai Disney next year.
Oh, cool.
So, 'cause so we go to Disney World every year. It's just like our thing in October.
Yeah.
We go for about 5 days. But next year we may do China and Hong Kong,
Cool.
which would
Yeah,
be
yeah.
really cool. And
Yeah.
apparently the so you've been to Disney, right? Have you?
I've never been to Disney.
So do you know the Pirates of the Caribbean ride? Like, have you seen videos and stuff of it?
I think so. I think, yeah.
So the one in Florida, it's pretty good, but the one in Shanghai is just amazing. It's
Okay.
awesome. So
Cool.
yeah, we've watched some videos of some of the rides, and it just looks amazing there. So I hope that we get to go.
Cool. Just to let you know, I'm gonna have to leave in like 10 minutes or so, if
Yep,
that's
that's
okay.
all
Yeah,
good.
I gotta pick up a 5-year-old, and if I don't get there on time, they're gonna start charging me extra. So.
Do you want yeah, I'll just see how many questions we get through, and if we have to cut out some, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
So what is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
I don't know. I can't think of anything crazy.
We
Horse? I ate horse once. That was good. It was actually really good. And it was like at a fancy French restaurant though.
Wow, I didn't know they eat horse in France. That's very weird.
Yeah. It was actually in Canada, but
Oh.
I think they can only raise them in certain areas for consumption or whatever in Canada. So it came from Quebec, from the French part of Canada, and then
Did you eat anything? Did you eat like anything crazy in China?
chickened out. Then we went to the market with all like the bugs and all that kind of stuff, like the barbecued cockroaches and whatever, spiders and stuff you could eat, but I didn't do anything crazy.
If we go to China, I'm definitely eating spiders and stuff.
Nice.
I am not. Oh.
Yeah.
What was your favorite movie when you were my age?
I'd probably Back to the Future.
Nice. I don't think I watched the whole thing, but I watched a good amount of it.
Yeah.
It
What's
was
your
like,
favorite movie?
so the new Evil Dead Rise, that one was pretty good. I'm not sure if it's my favorite movie though. Maybe. So do you know the movie Super Troopers?
Yeah, for sure.
I like Super Troopers.
Yeah.
Also, It is really good, the horror movie.
It? Yeah.
It is really good. It might be the old one. It might be. Yeah, it's either the new Evil Dead or Super Troopers.
So, how old were you when you watched It for the first time?
It was like a month ago.
Yeah, this year.
Oh, okay. Because my 7-year-old loves to talk about it,
Just
but
never watched it.
he's never seen it. Yeah,
Wow.
but he loves to talk about it, and he's really obsessed with Friday, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh yeah, did you guys watch the movie?
No, we haven't.
Oh, you guys have to watch the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Is it 7-year-olds? It's appropriate.
Yeah,
Maybe.
it's not, it's just a little scary sometimes, but
Yeah.
it's nothing compared to It and stuff.
Okay.
Yep.
Maybe we'll watch it on Friday night.
Also, like the old It, it's not even that bad. It's PG-13.
Okay.
It's not like,
It was made for TV.
yeah, it was made for TV. It's not that bad.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you could travel to the past or the future without risk of dying or messing anything up, what year would you travel to?
I don't know. I don't know. That's hard. It's a tough one. I'd definitely travel to the past. My initial thought was because it's the kids in the pit. I would travel to like the early 80s and watch the Bad Brains or early
Yeah.
Agnostic Front shows or something like that, you know? Go to CBGBs.
I would want to see Bad Brains and Minor Threat like find a show. I bet they played shows together, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. In, yeah, early days of DC.
Yeah. I play in my dad's band and we cover a Bad Brains song. What's it called? The Regulator.
All right, yeah, sick. Awesome.
Yeah. We're going to England as this is being recorded, it's Tuesday. We're leaving on Wednesday. I think this will come out on a Sunday. So,
Okay.
this is,
Amazing.
yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Playing, yeah, like a handful of shows in the UK.
Yeah, four shows. So it's Sheffield, Newcastle, Bristol, and Plymouth.
Cool.
Be awesome.
Random towns, but that's great.
Yeah, I mean they're not as big as like London, but they're pretty big.
Yeah. Is there like a festival or some reason?
It shows.
The shows. Cool. Awesome. Bristol's awesome. Plymouth is great. Sheffield's amazing.
Yeah, we've only been to so in June we went to England and like I just was like with them because my dad plays drums.
Yeah.
It was yeah, I wasn't playing yet. To London, Plymouth, Newport, Wales.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So we also stayed in Bristol. Yep. All right, two more questions. So, if you could tell your 12-year-old self anything at all, what would you tell him?
Oh. Probably just keep going. I mean, when I was 12, I actually have a I think I was 13 actually, but I have a Mother's Day card I gave my mom when I was 13 that said something about something along the lines of like, will you still love me if I get a bunch of tattoos and join a metal band tour in the world or something like that? So I guess I knew what I wanted to do.
Yep. I mean, do you have tattoos?
Yeah.
Then yeah, you definitely weren't far off.
I wasn't far off, yeah. So I think keep going, you know, maybe try and be a little more focused in your 20s and less consumed with like just partying and, you know,
Yeah.
maybe be a little more focused
Nice.
in that time, a little bit wiser with my money, maybe. But,
Yeah.
you know, for the most part, I think I'm doing okay. So my kids aren't starving, so we're all right.
Yeah, my parents are straight edge, and I will be forever too.
Nice. That's good. I'd probably tell myself, be straight edge. Okay,
Yep.
I was straight edge and then I quit. Don't break edge. That's
Yeah.
what I tell myself.
You're not straight edge now?
No.
Oh, that's fine. So anything to add before we wrap it up?
No. I don't know. This was awesome. As
Yeah.
a
Sure.
dad of two boys, it's awesome to see you doing this and going on tour, and that's what I want my kids to do.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, thanks to Mike for joining me today, and thanks to all of you for watching or listening. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel or follow me on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Until next week, bye.
Bye.